You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by founder of Tag A Life International, Nyari Mashaya Mombe. Nyari, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Tatiana, for having me on this program.
This week, we saw women causing a stir after protesting President Mugabe's newly appointed cabinet, saying that he did not meet the quota of women after only appointing 4 women to his 30-seat cabinet. What was your reaction when you saw that only 4 women were appointed?
For me, it was a disappointment. Not only that was it a disappointment, but it was a very sad situation, and I think every woman who's concerned by women issues here in Zimbabwe was affected, and we all had a little bit of a down week because there's been a lot of work that's been put into the issues of representation, especially issues of the 50-50 campaign, where we even had the likes of Vice President Joyce Mujuru supporting.
And of course, President Mugabe did respond to these protests from women, where he essentially said that education is open for all and there's no longer need for affirmative action, where if women want to participate, they should follow up just like men do and follow those processes. What was your reaction to that, as we know that some women are saying that the level field is still not equal?
About that, it's again a disappointment position. If you say that, that statement, if you truly say that as the president of Zimbabwe for the last 33 years, it's a saddening situation where we find ourselves saying women are not educated 33 years after independence, and we only see it now as the phase. Education is free for all, but the ground is not level. And I would be quick to say that President Mugabe is part of the SADC. And as Zimbabwe, we ratified the SADC protocol on gender and development, the African Union protocol, and it stipulates clearly that by 2015 we should have achieved a 50-50 representation. And for him to turn around and say that after appointing a cabinet, I mean, that is unfortunate.
When we look at this issue, what would you say it means in greater view for young women who might just be paying attention to this? Does it have any a stake in the way that they might feel about themselves when it comes to getting to a space of maybe one day potentially running for office or trying to be part of government?
To me, again, Tatenda, the more you ask me about this, the more I see it in a deeper and deeper way, in such a way that young women are just going to say, why bother? Look, there's only 3 women who's made it to cabinet so far. Why should I even bother? And this is what we should think as a nation. I would expect the president has thought like that to say, what inspiration are we sending to young women? Is it possible, 33 years later, is it possible for women to thrive in this country? We know the ground is not level, and as a government, we... And also to say women are not educated, and, I mean, really, it doesn't make sense, because it is also a matter of looking back at evaluating the country even as a whole, even the Minister of Education and all the ministers, to say, what have they been doing? If there is this huge gap that they're saying there is now, there are no educated women in ZANU-PF. And yet we also talk about literacy rates, and we pride ourselves in what we call 98% literacy rate. Do we even have to talk about literacy rate, or we need to redefine what literacy rate is in Zimbabwe?
Do you think that will rebound from something like this? Would you say that culturally people might open up and say to themselves, okay, there's something wrong here?
There's a lot of things at stake, and I think this situation has created a lot of vulnerability in young women's lives, if you ask me. There was a time in Zimbabwe where you would be proud to be a young woman in Zimbabwe, because if you look at Zimbabwe, generally, even everything that's happening in the country, there's a lot of quotas that are being given. So for me, as a young woman, I feel very much let down by a government that I truly believed President Mugabe had the heart of women. I felt that he would support women.
Nyari, I do want to thank you for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you for having me, Katende.
That was Nyari Mashaya Mombe, who is the founder of Tag a Life International, joining me on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and join me next time.